Iran's Red Crescent Society says that it has dispatched its first humanitarian aid shipment to Palestinians in the war-torn Gaza Strip. The cargo, including vital medicines, tents, blankets, and canned food, has been flown to Egypt. The supplies will be then delivered to Gaza in coordination with Egyptian and Palestinian Red Crescent Societies through the Rafah border crossing. Iran also plans to provide ambulances for Gazan hospitals. Iran's Red Crescent Society also says it is ready to host and treat a number of Gazans who have been injured in Israel's latest onslaught. More than 2,100 Palestinians were killed and over 11,000 others injured in more than 50 days of Israeli strikes. Experts estimate that the devastation left by the war in Gaza will cost Palestinians over $6 billion. A new opinion poll has found that Hamas's popularity has increased among Palestinians following Israel's latest war on the besieged Gaza Strip. The survey conducted by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research shows that Hamas would sweep Palestinian elections if they were held today. The survey found Hamas's former premier Ismail Haniyeh would win 61% of votes in a two-way race against Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, with the Fatah chief taking just 32% of the vote. Most Palestinian respondents surveyed said that they would prefer Hamas's strategy of armed struggle against Israel to the so-called peace negotiations, which are favored by Fatah and the West. The devastation caused by Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip can be seen everywhere in the besieged enclave. Israel's aerial and ground assaults have demolished many archaeological and historical sites in the Gaza Strip, some dating back to over 1,000 years. From the Gaza Strip, Hesham Mana has more.
Despite the fact that the war is merely over, the devastation left behind yet will take long time to be healed. Both the future and history of the Palestinian population in Gaza were targeted in the recent Israeli aggression, as mosques and historical sites, aged hundreds of years in Gaza, were destroyed.
Israel has targeted many of the historical sites and monuments in addition to the rest of Palestinian infrastructure, including the Court Mosque built in 1455 AD, as well as Fort Dafur Demre Mosque, built in 1361 AD. Moreover, it destroyed the Omari Mosque in Jabalaya.
These targeted sites were either totally or partially destroyed depending on the attack's target. The result was destroying the heritage of Palestine, which represents several historical eras prevailed in Palestine.
These attacks resulted in major loss of national heritage and monuments by the Israeli aggression.
The International Cultural Conventions developed by UNESCO, which protects such sites, is now investigating the case.
In particular, there is the what we call the 1970 Convention on the Prevention and Fight Against the Illicit Trafficking of Cultural Properties, which was adopted in 1970. The 1954 Hague Convention for the Protection of Cultural Properties in the Event of Armed Conflict, and the World Heritage Convention. All these conventions Palestine is a member of, is an active state party.
Gaza's historical sites were also hit during the recent offensive, just like the residential buildings, hospitals, schools and mosques. Hesham Hanna, Press TV, Gaza Strip.
Press TV's Nagas Mabalaghi has spoken to British Member of Parliament George Galloway, who was attacked for his views on Israel during the recent Gaza offensive. Galloway says the attack on him is an attack on the British Parliament, but is surprised at Westminster's silence.
It was on this road in London that British MP George Galloway was violently assaulted on Friday. The alleged attacker was wearing an Israel Defence Force T-shirt. He had posted angry messages about Islam and Galloway in the days leading up to the incident. In his first interview since then, it's clear that George Galloway is still in pain. He has a cracked rib and his jaw was dislocated.
It's an attack on Parliament, it's an attack on democracy, and it's an attack on my constituents, not just the geographic constituency of Bradford West, though it is, but the wider constituency that I speak for, which is, by anybody's reckoning, some millions of people, all of whom have the right to be represented, all of whom have a right to have their view represented without it being clubbed down in the street.
George Galloway is a six-time elected MP with a political career spanning over four decades. He says he's surprised at the silence of Westminster over the attack.
Now, we're always hearing about Muslim extremists. I just ask you this question. If a Muslim fanatic supporter of Hamas had attacked, say, a pro-Israel MP on the streets of London, would this story now be rather bigger than the story about the attack on me?
The police arrested a 39-year-old man in connection with the attack. He appeared in court on Monday.
Appearing here at the Hammersmith Magistrates Court, Neil Masterson pleaded not guilty to the religiously motivated attack on MP George Galloway. He has been denied bail and the case has been sent to the Crown Court. The next hearing will be on September 15th. Nagis Mobileri, Press TV, London.